It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and we are talking with Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, you've had a busy couple of weeks.
Yes, we have. It's been a busy last 10 days.
Well, let's jump in and let's start with the fundraiser. That has become, it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
That's true. We keep ordering more meat and we keep running out. At least this year we didn't run out till 10 to 7, so that wasn't too bad.
Well, that is definitely, and you had a lot of drive-through, but you said you also had a lot of people come in.
That's correct. We had probably over 100 that came in and sat down and ate, went through the museum, and we also had, of course, people buying raffle tickets and just browsing in the gift shop, but we did have 135 takeouts, so that's amazing, and most of those were through the drive-through.
Which is that is really, it's just so convenient. And it's a big fundraiser for the Historical Society.
Yes, it is, because a lot of the things that accompany the meal, people donate. Bergen Bar donates the coleslaw. Hy-Vee donated the beans, waters, and chips. And let's see. The Bank Midwest donated the napkins. So I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. So the only thing we really pay for is the meat from Arby's.
And it is good.
It is. It's a very tasty meal.
So that's done. We can file that away. But you mentioned you actually had the new exhibit open for people the night of the dinner.
Yeah, we decided to hang the show that day. And we got everything pretty much in its place, but we didn't have the labels up, so people got a sneak preview. And then on Sunday, we had our opening reception with the artist there. And it was a very fun afternoon. We had 52 people that came and enjoyed visiting with Julia, the artist. We should say the show, the title is Artistic Journey, and Julia Bonneville, who has lived in Windham since 1998, has created quite a nice assortment of artwork, and I think that if you have the time, you should stop in and take a look at it.
It definitely is. We say this almost every exhibit, but it really is one that there's something that will catch your eye no matter what you're interested in.
That's correct. Yeah, she likes to quilt. She likes to do rose mauling. She said she took classes from a gal in Jackson who was known for her rose mauling, Loyann Nasby. And she loves birds, and so a lot of the images are of birds in the display. And then this past year, after she knew she was going to have the show, she thought, I should try abstract painting. And so we have about 5 or 6 of her abstracts that she just did in 2025.
Now, this just opened on the 21st, so how long does this show go?
This show goes through on the third week of November, so you have about 6-7 weeks to see the show.
Okay, and of course, you can always come down, and you do have everything's labeled now, so you can read about everything, too.
That's correct. Everything has a title and what the medium is, because she, again, kind of has oils, she has acrylics, and so you can read what the medium is as well.
Very good. All right, so now that all that's done, you're just sitting around with nothing else to do.
Well, we have our annual meeting to prepare for, so that always takes a little while, but kind of the biggest thing is we have got our speaker lined up, which is always a big thing to get behind us. And a lot of my colleagues in the museum field have had a fellow by the name of Russ Swanson, and he has done an enormous amount of research on Jesse James. And so he will be our speaker that day, and he's also written a book after, I think he said he's done 8 years of research on the topic, and the topic of the book is A Chase to the Death, and so that will be also the topic of his talk. So kind of mark your calendar, it'll be the first Sunday in November in the afternoon, so I think it should be a really enjoyable afternoon.
Did Jesse James make it into this part of Minnesota at all?
He did. So you'll have to come and find out where.
Definitely. I think this is going to be a really good program. And it's open to everybody.
That's correct. It's open to the public. And we do ask when you come in to sign up. And that's really just for door prizes.
But again, November 2nd?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. What else do people need to know about the annual meeting?
That's basically it, that anybody can come. It's open to the public, and we'll talk about that more next month.
And it is going to be a really good program this year. I'm excited to hear more about it. All right, so the annual meeting's coming, and really, then we're into November, and all of a sudden, holidays will be here.
That's correct, yep. And, of course, the Festival of Trees is always one of the highlights for us here at the museum. So if anybody is thinking about decorating a tree, give us a call.
All right, Linda, anything else we need to add today?
I think that should do it for today.
Very good. Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.